This is an Average Joe Media production.
Hey, Daddy, the show is fine!
Let the band play.
Hey, you know I got the juice, man. I just hopped up out that Lambo, Batmobile like Bruce Wayne. I just dropped 200 on my gang, this shit was pocket change.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of the Chillin' with Juice podcast. I am your host, Juice. And we are recording in one of the most dangerous cities in America, Baltimore, Maryland. If you don't know, stay safe. Keep your thing on you. If you heard that chuckle, then you know whose chuckle that is. That is the big homie, Foe.
Foe,
how are you feeling, Foe?
I'm feeling wonderful,
feeling
actually.
Great?
Yeah. All I'm right. Actually kind of nice because I had some wine.
Yeah, the uncle, what's his name?
Uncle Nearest.
Uncle Nearest.
Black owned whiskey.
He is having a conversation with me right now. And
please deal great. With it, everybody.
If you haven't done so already, follow the podcast on Instagram, Chilling with Juice Pod. Follow the podcast on Twitter, and I'm chilling, streaming podcast.
I'm going to pull the table to me.
All right. Follow podcast on all streaming platforms. We love you. Leave a review.
Absolutely. I'm still trying to get mine off the ground because, baby.
No, we got you. Don't worry.
Me in the technical aspect, I'm trying, but it's just so not.
You already up and running. That's the biggest part.
Okay.
You up and running, so don't
got
worry
it.
About it.
Yeah.
So, as I traveled down the interstate, 695 to be exact.
Uh-oh. That they took forever to finish?
Yes. I meet up with the homie, Foe. She says she has some things for us.
I have some things because I'm so tired of the relationship topic.
This is
so
true.
So, what are some other things? We are both tatted people.
Yes.
And tattoos are wonderful. Like, do all of your tattoos mean something?
For the most part, yes.
Okay.
My very first tattoo was my grandmother's name.
Okay.
Which is now surrounded by an entire sleeve.
Okay.
Which, it didn't hurt at all, actually. Matter of fact, things were pieced on here.
Mm-hmm.
First, it was my grandmother's name. May she rest in peace.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was these three crosses.
Okay.
Don't know why I got these three crosses. Then I wrapped everything else with praying hands. There's a dove. There's a couple crosses.
Yeah. Oh, it's an intricate piece.
Right. Then I got a smiley face.
Okay.
With dollar signs as eyes. I don't know where I was at that point in my life.
It's okay. Listen.
I don't know where I was.
Your tattoos in your youth are different than what you get older.
They are very true. Because all of these tattoos I got, I was younger than 30.
Yeah.
I was younger than
very
30.
Very young. You a baby.
Yeah.
If you're younger than 30, you a baby.
And as I got older, tattoos did become more meaningful. Like, they start saying shit and, you know, slick little
meaning
quotes.
Meaning something,
like, something I could put under, like, an Instagram picture, like, a selfie with, like, the right lighting.
With a nice little caption.
Right, right. And I'm actually leaning in towards that because I'm kind of taking what women do.
Uh-oh.
Right? So, women, like, they take a fire selfie. And y'all, I ain't gonna lie. Y'all,
yo,
y'all,
my captions.
Y'all pictures be fire, right?
Yeah.
And then y'all captions, it be, and when I think I'm more happy or excited when I catch where the quote came from.
Yeah.
Like, it come from like a Drake lyric or something.
Listen,
like that.
Drake lyrics are by far my biggest muse for captions.
Drake really speaks to the women.
Correct.
Something like no other.
You know why? Because he has built an entire career on memories. And women are historians.
God. But he's, in a sense, and this is going to sound like hate, but he manipulates the shit out of women.
Yeah, he dirty macking.
And all of his lyrics.
He's manipulative, correct.
Every
but
song
he's also
he's saying,
complaining and
no,
crying.
He's soft as shit.
Mm-hmm.
But he manipulates women, but he's petty enough to attack the male community. He might be the best to ever do it.
Right. And Drake
Damn.
Is my guy.
I used to hate on Drake.
My guy. I know, because most men,
y'all
want Drake to rap. And when he croons, y'all get upset.
Had nothing to do with his music. Had nothing to do with him rapping, not rapping, none of that shit.
What is that?
I dated a girl.
Uh-oh.
And this is when Drake first came out, like So Far Gone type Drake.
Oh,
when Love the Nightclub was still open.
Yes.
Right? And she, she rolled his dick. Something crazy. Like, it was Drake this, Drake that.
Drake.
Tired of hearing about Drake. So instantly, I hate on him.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, bro, you got my bitch in a frenzy. Chill. I don't want to keep hearing about you. Your shit kind of phony, but it's not.
It's not. Yo, you know what's so crazy?
Because my girl loves you so much, I have to hate you.
Yeah. I hear the growth. Like, today, if I listen to Comeback Season, which is one of his mixtapes,
yeah,
and then I go back and listen to, like, Take Care, or If You're Reading This, It's Too Late, it's like, yo, he grew as a rapper.
I was never able to listen to, like, full album from him. Because all of his songs ain't good.
What?
They're not.
Cover to cover.
They're not.
These are the Drake albums I can listen to cover to cover. Take Care. Thank Me Later. If You're Reading This, It's Too Late. Cover to cover. Like, with no hesitation. Okay. Only because I am a supreme Drake fan. Now, Views. What is it called? Yeah, it's called Views. I feel like there's
a- I have some Drake in my mobile device.
Correct.
Starting all the way back from 2010.
Yeah.
9 a.m. in Dallas.
But that, yeah, his timestamp songs, made an entire playlist of all eight of them.
His timestamp songs 4
a.m. in Calabasas and all of that. But fine.
Thank Me Later,
cover to cover.
I don't have every song on there.
See, cover to cover.
Take Care.
Cover to cover.
My favorite song is Cameras.
What? And Good Ones Go? Okay. Because that's a two-part.
Or Over My Dead Body.
Yeah.
As long as you didn't say
Marvin's Room was your favorite track.
I like sample flips. So when he like really gives me like a good sample that he flipped with his own shit,
yeah.
And I don't give a fuck what he, but that, listen, there was one time. And I hear Drake's music. I don't listen to it. I hear it.
God.
So when I decided to really listen to what he's saying, he's a diabolical nigga to the women.
He is 100% toxic.
I don't think women listen to it. Women can't listen to it and let him get his shit off.
Right. They cannot. But if you really listen to what he's saying, you'd be like, oh, he is toxic. You know what else is toxic? And we wasn't paying attention because we was too young. The Writing's on the Wall by Destiny's Child. 100% toxic.
Beyonce herself is toxic.
She's a Virgo. What you mean? Her birthday 4 days before mine. Come on now.
Not sure what that means in the Zodiac world, but just listening
they
to her
they always
music,
hate on Virgos every day.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure a Virgo has pissed you off a time or two.
Give me the dates for a Virgo.
August 23rd to September 22nd.
Yeah, fuck. Damn.
Yeah.
That bitch was a Virgo.
But this is the thing, you see? LeBron got a Virgo. Jay-Z got a Virgo. They are both billionaires. Simple math, gentlemen. You know?
I'm not sure if that's a real thing.
I think that is 100%. I'm only advocating for them because of the date on the calendar, because I don't consider myself a traditional Virgo. I'm not toxic. I'm not hurtful. I'm not out to break anybody's heart. I'm not introverted. I don't have a people meter that's going to run out. But if we talk in September... The whole Earth, Wind, and Fire, the very classical group, made a song about it in Virgo season, September 21st. Yeah, the 21st night of September.
God bless y'all.
Yeah, but The Writing's on the Wall by Destiny's Child, highly toxic, highly. And that came out in 2001. So we talking 23 years ago.
You weren't, like, listening to, like...
I wasn't back then, but when I ran it back as an adult, because I was 13, I turned 13.
I'm about to say, man, you were youthful.
But when I ran it back as an adult, I'm like, wow. Temptation, jumping. She leaving her man at home and going to the club.
I do remember hearing that song.
She telling Bugaboo about her nigga he keep calling.
And I don't like that. I don't like that.
Yeah.
Because me being the three-time-a-day person that I am... When I do that, you know what I'm saying? I'm not talking enough. I'm not communicating enough. But a nigga wants to talk to her. He's a bugaboo? Like, we don't see anything wrong with that.
She said, when the number come through, I'm praying it to somebody else. That's crazy. Crazy. That's diabolical work.
Women allow women. You know what? No, fuck what I was about to say. I support a lot of women. I do. Mm. But some shit I can't get with.
Y'all have got to go back and watch. I mean, listen to The Writings on the Wall. Because in 2001, you was not listening to it with grown-up ears.
No, you shouldn't. You shouldn't.
But now in your 30s, you have to. That whole album is ain't shit. Confessions, Temptation, Jumpin', Bugaboo.
Y'all saying that. Listen.
So Good. All of those songs are so. And it's telling the story. But we didn't get it at the time because we jammed into it on 92Q. But now. It's, oh my God. It's you like, oh my, this girl like ain't
to,
shit.
I like To the Left.
Irreplaceable.
I like Irreplaceable. That's my
NC,
shit.
NC, right.
That's my shit.
I didn't understand
everything
it back then.
You own. In the box to the left.
Yeah. She closet. Talking cash shit. That's because she fun. There ain't no woman putting no nigga out, especially if she really love him.
Nigga, please don't touch. Keep talking that mess. Whatever. That's fine.
Right. Knowing what we know now,
talk at the same time.
I doubt it. Yeah, no, it's a good one because you know who wrote that though? A man wrote that. Neo.
I know,
wrote that.
I know, I know. So we really need to get a props to Neo.
Bro, Neo is another one. Neo is dangerous because he is not toxic in his music. He all lovey dovey, but yes, he's toxic in real life.
He's not toxic in real life. He's just living his life.
Bro, he has 7 children. Okay, and 3 baby moms.
What does the Bible say?
Be fruitful and multiply.
All right, then.
But.
And there's no but in the Bible. There's no but in the Bible.
There's a but when it comes to Neo.
No, well, he getting the buns.
You know what's so crazy? I know the girl he's dating. Like, I used to work with her mom. Very first job
so
ever.
So she going to get pregnant, mom? If he'd like to have kids.
And it really bothers me because, yo,
he might be
bad.
He's taking care of his kids, bro.
Fine. Maybe. Okay. Because he made his first baby mother tie her tubes and burn the ends where you can't handle more.
He didn't make her do anything. We're not going to do that.
Okay.
We're not going to do that. We ain't going
to
do that.
But either way, I know the girl he's dating. I used to work with her mom. My very first job ever was Simply Elegant Catering.
Mm-hmm.
And her mom worked there. And she used to come past like every now and then. But she was always like on a fast track to being famous.
Mm-hmm.
She used to try on clothes for Beyonce's mom. Like she was. So then.
House of DeLeon. House of Darion.
Before they even had House of Darion, okay. When you know she used to make the 3 outfits for Beyonce, Kelly, and Michelle. Yo, she used to model that for them. So now fast forward, she's like this IG model, fine. And I'm like, sis, you have no kids, yet you're dealing with this toxic nigga.
Because she finished. He's 7. You can't call him toxic, yo. He's promoting toxic. Love. What you mean? All his songs?
In his real, yes, in his songs, he's promoting love, but in real
life.
Love
is all we need.
Love
is all we need.
No, love is not enough.
Love is all we need.
Well,
we need love.
Let me show you what she look like. And you're going to think that she looks like every other Instagram model, but she doesn't. Bad. They from Jamaica. All
right. So she is.
All
is
real. Mm-hmm. All is real. Ain't been no additions or subtractions. You hear me?
Okay.
Bad. Her hair real and everything. Ain't no weave, ain't no lace front.
She is fire.
Right.
She's fire.
Beast.
Yeah, she might as well just go ahead and give him a baby. Well, I mean, if he want one, of course, his body is choice.
Correct.
His body is, his choice.
Look, and you see who posted on the page. Mm. Oh, God.
Yeah,
like, she posted this nigga, and I'm like, no. Of all the people that you could be with, sis, chose
what
him.
What you mean? He's a good guy. He has a song called A Good Man, and it's a really good song. No. Listen, let me see.
This is in HD. Oh. I'm sorry, in 4K. I'm sorry.
No, like, she looks amazing. I'm not going to lie to you.
But I'm like, I see her. I'm like, maybe this is a homeboy.
No, that's her man's. What are we talking about here?
No, bro, no.
What are we talking about here? What you mean?
I am just a proponent of people who don't have children dealing with other people who don't have children.
But I feel like because he's so wealthy, it's almost like them kids don't even exist.
But you still have to spend time with them, though.
If you elect to, sure.
And then, because her not being a parent, she's not going to understand him not spending time with these multiple children that he's made.
Right, it's cool with her. He's straight. She good. So this was going to happen. And I don't know this young lady or Neo. She's going to get pregnant by him because they're in love.
I hate it so bad.
They're in love.
And I don't want that. I want better for her.
She'll be what, baby mama number 3, you said?
4.
4. Okay. 4 is a low number.
4 is a low number.
In a sense, I get it's not low when it's talking about people and having kids with them. It's not low. Okay, but she's number 4. Okay. But it's not like she's number 4 to a broke nigga. That's different. No,
right. Because it do be women who baby mama number 4 to broke
to
niggas.
A broke guy. So cool. He's not broke. He has the financial means to take care of said child. You don't hate. Listen, I
she
promise.
She has
you,
her own financial means.
But if she get pregnant, she ain't got to work another day in her life if she don't want to. I guarantee it.
Right.
I guarantee
it. Yo, back to these tattoos. So I have 28.
You counted them.
Correct.
You had 28 different sessions, or 28 different tattoos.
28 is way more sessions than 28, but it's 28 tattoos, and I even have a big one that all connects together on my back because it starts at the top of my right shoulder, mm-hmm. and it goes down, switches sides, and then hits my left hip.
Okay.
So it's like S kind of.
Okay.
Flowers. I can flower and butterfly to death because I'm a girl.
Once my tattoos start to touch, they become one.
No, and right. So I count that as one big one.
Right. So well, I don't have 28. I got.
Well,
my
you have
arm.
Right because as a sleeve person.
So that's 2 tattoos then. If you all have right. if you have 2 sleeves, they all touch. That is 2 tattoos.
Yeah. Well, see now I have a bunch on my thighs that don't touch because I have to figure out how I'm gonna connect them all together.
Okay, so those are individuals.
Correct. Like they are currently individuals.
I have my lower leg done. That's
right.
1.
Right. Oh, so you have them all connected?
Yes.
Okay. But
so that's 1.
And that's only because I'm dragging my feet. Like, first of all, I had this thought because I really don't like women to have arm sleeves. I'm sorry. You can look real dirty real fast with tattoos.
Do you smoke black and miles?
With women.
I kind of feel like if you have tattoos and you smoke black and miles and you're going to look dirty.
I'm just saying, if you have one on your, if you have a sleeve and then you have one on your breast and then you have
like the EVE? Like the paw prints?
Worse. Because you know they be having whole murals on their breast.
Oh, you talking about like the big chest tattoos.
Yeah. Okay. Or if you have one that go from left to right.
She a gangster. Oh, she got a rocker.
That can look dirty real quick.
She's a gangster.
Real fast.
But
so you gotta watch that. So I don't not my love buttons. I don't have
okay, but it has to be one piece. It can't be like a phrase.
It can't My cousin got a freeze and it's ugly. Like, and it's, like, I don't know why. And it got like the scroll paper under it.
She was a thug.
She's scroll? From Michigan.
Oh, what's that? East Side? She Detroit.
Oh, they Detroit? I don't know.
You Detroit,
like
Michigan.
Like Grand Rapids.
That's close enough. She a gangster.
Whatever.
She a gangster.
So, yeah, but like, yeah, you got to watch them tattoos on your upper extremities because they can look very dirty very fast. So, I got a thigh sleeve going on.
Okay.
So, I have my left thigh is the Egyptian theme, and then my right thigh is like an Indian theme.
Okay.
So, I have a peacock and like, you know, an elephant, an Indian elephant, all of that kind of stuff. But yeah, I'm going to figure out a way to tie it all together because I got like the different little pieces. So, I'm going to go eventually.
I've been looking for, a tap out artist.
Tap out?
Yeah.
What does that even mean? So not a traditional tattoo artist.
Let them draw on you until you can't take no more.
Yeah, no. You know what's so crazy? Funny story. When I was getting my peacock, it's like literally from the top of my hip almost to my kneecap. I tapped out after 3 hours because I was hungry and tired.
Mm-hmm.
About a week later, I found out I was pregnant with my son.
Shit.
And it took me like 7 years to get that get another tattoo after that. Yeah. Because you cannot get tatted while you're pregnant.
That is very true.
So I was like, yo, are we done with this? I'm like, I'm hungry. I'm tired. It's supposed to have more shading and coloring. Mm. The dude doesn't even do tattoos anymore. I tried to roll past there like, yo, I'm going to just pop up at the shop real quick. It's a church.
Oh, shit.
It's not even a tattoo shop anymore. I'm like, yo, you're killing me. So I find him on Instagram. I'm like, yo. Come on, what's up with finishing my tattoo? He like, nah, yo, ain't no money in it. What?
Man, he got out of the profession.
He got a girl, and so he don't do tattoos no more. That's what that is.
It's always a woman that's going to stop a nigga from getting his money, man.
Yo, I see him on Instagram making t-shirts, and I'm like, What?
Because girl, his girl don't want him touching other girls. That's all it is.
That is all it is. Because, right. And this was on my thigh.
So, yeah.
And my thigh's not even that big. Like, I've come to the conclusion. I'm more of a slim thick. I'm not even.
You hold on. Okay. Stop. Yeah, right. Last time I saw you, you said you were large.
I'm only saying that based off of numbers.
What the fuck is, what?
Off of me being 198.
That's not a big number.
I be feeling like it
You're tall.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. You're not a big, if you were 5 feet, 190?
Yeah, that would
Then cool, that's crazy, all
right. Right.
Seek your local physician. But you tall.
Yo, seek your local physician. Yes, I am tall.
So it doesn't matter. Thought,
okay. But yeah, but my thigh not even that big, so shorty wouldn't even, and he's short, so, and light skin. Like, he like Drake complexion. I can do lighter. Like, my favorite used to be black. Like, black, like sweatpants black. But then I found out that wasn't doing me no favor. So then I was like, yeah, I'm going to go for this lighter. But I cannot do Drake complexion light. Like, a nigga can't be clear.
You know, I know somebody who's near and dear to my heart. Mm-hmm. Loves that punk ass nigga Drake. Mm-hmm. Ah, she loved his stupid ass.
Drake is awesome, yo.
He's just a manipulator. That's all he is. That dude that does music. That's
but
it.
That's the thing. But
why
we
me?
Love it though.
Because
he,
me as a regular
toxic.
Person, I can't get my manipulation off. I can't be none of this. His bum ass can sing it and rap it in a melody. Mm-hmm. The fuck out of here, man. Yeah. That's what we talking about women.
That's the double standard.
Y'all don't make sense with life.
Well, we want to listen to it. We don't want to live it. Aha!
Life imitates art, or whatever the fuck it is. Or art imitates life.
Oh, wow. Nah.
Yes,
come on.
Exactly. Come on. Life it imitates itself.
I think art imitates life.
Okay, so cool. If he's creating shit, he ain't doing nothing talking what life is. So he's out here manipulating, and y'all just eating it up. Eating manipulation up is crazy.
We just want to listen to it. We don't want to live it.
But then y'all take those same lyrics, mm-hmm. one, use them on the internet, two,
that's right.
But
sprinkle
them into y'all little lifestyle a little bit.
No.
Like Drake says X, Y, and Z, then y'all get around chanting that shit.
I am not sprinkling that into my lifestyle because you know why? I'm honest to a fault, so I can't.
So then you don't need to listen to Drake then. You need better music.
I have better. I mean, I be having some of it. Like, R&B is really what I really be listening to.
But R&B is the most toxic music.
But I was about to say, a lot of that be toxic too.
Most of
like,
it is.
Bro, like, first of all, men stop begging for that woman back out in the desert with a leather vest on. And that's what happened. You know, that's what.
That's not the reason.
Wrong.
No, that's not what.
So like, so now that a nigga not begging with four other niggas that ain't gonna hit, and we's just lost as a people.
So you don't know as a woman don't know what to do because four niggas not begging you. Y'all don't know what to do now.
No, I know what to do. You already know. I am 100% used to.
So women don't know what to do because four niggas in an R&B group not begging no more. So if you're not Jodeci,
you know
Drew Hill, or Jagged
girl,
Edge.
A woman made a very good point, and I posted the reel. I even screen recorded it because I wanted y'all to get the whole thing. Mm. She was like, I saw a post on Facebook that said, men are not obsessed with women anymore. She's like, well, should they be? She was like, y'all always out and partying 24/7. Y'all looking for the next bag, hookah, smoking, drinking, partying. She like, y'all all getting the same bodies. Y'all have realized that y'all value is decreasing. She like, when men want women who are exclusive and put up, and y'all always outside.
Always.
So.
It never fails.
Yeah. So that's a big thing. So I'm like, yo. I hate social media advice big time. But that shit made sense. I was like, nah.
Some shit don't
Shorty
make
right.
Sense.
Because, yeah, dudes do prefer women who is his. Put up who are exclusive, who cannot be accessed by everybody. Mm-hmm. So that's another reason why I keep my damn clothes on. Y'all don't see me out. I'm not doing the ass shaking challenge. I didn't do the ceiling challenge.
Now,
I don't.
What was it? The bus it?
Yeah. I ain't do the bus it.
I ain't go that way.
That was an era. We was all in quarantine.
Yeah, that boy. Was a big one. I ain't never seen so many.
Yeah, I never did the Busted Challenge. I never did. What was the one with the Doja Cat song and the little, the red light?
The silhouette. I think that was the silhouette.
Yeah, I never did the silhouette challenge.
Ooh, God damn.
Yeah, that was a time to be alive. Man. However, I think that's when I activated
my TikTok.
Yeah. But yeah, I didn't do any of that because I know how precious my wares are. My love buttons. I can't be showing them. I'm talking about titties.
Talking about your breasts. You're talking about your breasts.
My love buttons. I can't be putting that out on the internet. No.
But to me, ass and vagina have become very small to me now because it's so accessible.
It's so everywhere. Accessible. Like once upon a time, they were called private parts.
Not no more.
And now they are not private parts.
Ain't a goddamn thing private about them.
And I'm like, why do y'all feel so comfortable just out here with your private parts on? And I'd be like, yo, sis, you did all that naked to get 13 likes. Get dressed, boo.
They don't care about that, though.
They did it for intention, and they were hoping that it went viral.
Well, no, for sure. I'm sure, like, if they're going to shake their ass in front of a propped-up phone, that they wanted to go far.
Yes.
But it's just like, when it doesn't go far, it's like, well, I did it for me, or...
Right, I did it for me. No, get dressed, boo.
And you just look like, damn.
And meanwhile, I'm sitting here with a selfie on Twitter, getting 600 likes. And I got on a turtleneck. And you really put your whole coochie lips on Twitter for 18 likes. Something is wrong.
I'm not going to lie to you, though. Low key. Matter of fact,
Go ahead and call me a Twitter honey. Oh, my God.
Let me do my research before I...
Oh, Jesus.
Before I make this statement. Hold on to me. Let me see what I'm searching for. No, I just gotta do my research. You know, research is important.
Yes, research
okay. is important. Okay. There you go. Research has been completed. You are a Twitter honey.
It be other Twitter honeys with whole
no, I feel you.
Ass out.
I get what you saying. But you are a Twitter honey. I'm scrolling, and matter of fact, let me hit your media.
Oh, it's going to be a bunch of GIFs. I literally rotate the same 10 GIFs for real because.
No, I can't. No explanation. I'm just simply saying that your amount of light, you get crazy views and crazy likes. That equates to being a Twitter honey.
Okay, but my clothes be on.
And that's a great thing. I wish these other whores peep the game and keep their clothes on.
No, they're not, though. Because they feel like literally, because you know who makes it worse? Miss B. Simone. Tell me something.
Can I stand?
All right, y'all. Let's post out OnlyFans links, and she creates an entire thread of that. So then all you see and scroll is all of this stuff.
I can't stand that girl. And I don't know that girl. But I can't stand that girl. Because of what she be saying, I should be talking sometimes.
I can't stand it because everything fake. Her boobs fake.
I mean, why? I think surgery today.
Oh, and that was another thing. The girl on The Real was saying, she was like, all y'all get is the same bodies.
Well, yeah, you know how they got the little hair chart in the barbershop. So when the women walk into, like, Dr. Miami, they see, like, all right, let me get a number 7.
That's awful.
With a 12. Mm-mm. And they all come out shaped the same. Come out looking like that. That one girl, that Fashion Nova model, her.
That Fashion Nova model, that could be anybody.
It could be, but I
think I do know which one you talk about. But like, yeah, like, but in their minds, they think that that's what men want. Like they, somewhere along the line.
That they told themselves.
The thought has been, oh, well, men don't like natural bodies. They don't like stretch marks. They don't like a hip that's not a perfect Coke bottle shape. Like.
They told themselves that shit.
Correct.
Yo,
hold up, though. And I seen a tweet today where the girl was like, body shaming with an ass made of stomach is crazy work. Not an ass made of stomach, dog. I was weak. I'm like, an ass made of stomach is crazy. Right, right. Like, an ass made of stomach. Oh my God. Yo,
oh, that is so fucking clever. Oh,
like,
my
you got
God.
that fat transfer, and oh. Now you want a body shame. Yeah. Crazy about
damn.
You.
Damn. Yo, listen, I haven't been on the Fashion Nova website in quite some time, but all of these women look alike, and I cannot find the one woman that
I
I'm
think
looking.
I know who you're talking about.
You know who I'm. She like OG Fashion Nova model.
Yeah.
And I cannot find her, but all of these models look exactly the same. What the fuck? Oh, God, listen, man. It's tough out here.
It's awful.
God. Oh, I got another sound effect that we're going to, so we can go to the next topic. Hold on. Where's that? Can I find it? All right, what's the next one?
Cleaning the house. You know what we discovered during COVID? Y'all dirty. Because it's no way that we was out filthy. Of bleach, toilet tissue, paper towels, Lysol wipes the way that we was. Because what was y'all doing before COVID? Not cleaning that?
Being dusty.
And look, that little swirly part on the toilet will humble a lot of y'all.
Yeah, it will. Yeah, it will.
It's probably big brown.
Yeah. You got hair down there.
Hair.
Dust.
Rust.
Toilet. Oh, definitely rust. Toilet paper. Shavings.
Oof. First of all, when y'all got that, we black. So that curled up hair.
Yeah,
That be down there. And it's a multitude of it.
There's a lot of hair down there.
And then y'all be washing y'all dishes and y'all don't put no bleach in the water.
No, they don't do that.
That's crazy.
To be honest with you, I don't think a lot of women wash dishes anymore.
What are they doing? Rinsing it out?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't want to say they aren't using soap, but I'm going to say a lot of them are not washing dishes.
Ew.
I don't know. I can't confirm or deny this.
Right.
But I don't think these bitches is washing fucking dishes. I don't think so.
Well,
I think they eat out so much that they ain't got to use no dishes.
Oh, okay.
Or something like that.
But okay. But even if you do, so when you wash out your coffee cup, your drinking cup, something.
You know those metal straws? I don't think they cleaning them.
And that's why I don't buy it. Everybody went crazy over the Stanley Cup. Hopefully you didn't buy it from the store and just start drinking right out of it.
You think a motherfucker washed that? No. I'm telling you. This is what they do. This is what the bad bitches are doing. Bad bitches are taking that metal straw or whatever straw that's not disposable.
You can buy a brush where you can really get in there.
I know, but they not. So this is what they doing. They turning the water on. Turn it on hot. They holding this. They holding.
Hold it
no, I got you. No, hold on. Got you. They holding the straw, and they putting a little soap. Let it run down the straw.
No.
And then holding it under the hot water and just let it all flow until there's no more suds. I'm telling you. I'm telling you, it's
yo,
no
you know
content.
How I tied you,
right? It's no yeah. Yeah,
yo, because I don't know how to get the little Hold roll on. Up in the middle.
We'll be right back.
I just feel like cleanliness at an all-time low for real. And I even got on Twitter one day. I was like, yo, do y'all spray the mirror or the paper towel with the Windex?
They ain't got paper towel. I'm not going to lie to you. People don't have paper towels.
You know, you not lying. Because it's many bathrooms I walk in and it ain't no paper towel. They don't even got the hand towel where I can just fop real quick and dry my hands after I wash them.
Because they don't expect you to wash your hands.
That's awful.
That's
why would you not expect me to wash my hands?
Because they don't wash their hands.
That's why. And even worse. Like, bro, what is going on? Listen, the only person I expect not to wash their hands is a boy under 15. Because boys are dirty. dirty as ever.
Oh, shit.
Boys dirty as shit.
Boys over 21.
Oh.
I ain't washing their hands, man.
Even worse.
They're not washing their hands. It just is what it is. They're just not washing their hands. I don't know why. It's a convenience thing. Let me hurry up and get up out of here and go. No. But they ain't washing their hands. Wash your hands, wash your ass.
And this is the three things that have helped us cut down on disease. Indoor plumbing, daily showering, and washing your hands after going to the bathroom.
True.
So, but during COVID, we found out a lot of people was not washing their hands.
Mm-hmm.
And even with the daily showering, some people was in the shower washing their hair and letting the soap run down.
Oh, you talking about those certain colors of people or lack thereof?
Yeah, or right, the lack of colored people.
Like they heard that. That's tragic.
They was washing the upper extremities and letting just letting the soap
trickle down to your to your the lower.
It's awful. Terrible situation.
Nasty times.
I'm not about it. Because like waste comes out of you. Like you ate and then passed waste through. And I was watching this girl on TikTok. It was two girls. They was going back and forth. It was all like, oh, yeah, no, I don't never wash my hands after going to the bathroom. But definitely if I take a shit, I got to wash my hands. Definitely if you take a shit.
She got a coochie.
Coochie. An open orifice of flesh that has a hole. Even worse. And then another TikTok, this girl, back to the tattoo. She was like, so I'm freshly showered as of 3 days ago, and I'm using this new tattoo balm. Freshly showered as of 3 days ago. Baby sis, I don't know if that shower way far from fresh. I'm pretty sure that shower everything but fresh, for real.
You know, I thought I was weird, right? Because I do this thing. I take a shower before I go to bed. I get out the shower, lay around the house, go to sleep, wake up in the morning, take another shower. I thought I was weird because of that.
Mm-mm. Not weird. Totally normal. I do that 100%. Especially since I work with them damn kids. I have to wash all that off.
Every single day. Nothing dirty happened in my dreams.
Right.
But I get right back up and take a shower.
I think it's like a
fresh feeling.
Because at that point, that shower, 8-9 hours over. You was laying there.
That's crazy.
You might have shed some skin in your sleep.
I really thought I was weird for doing that.
No, you're not weird.
Damn.
I mean, I must be exhausted if I don't take no shower. Or I just didn't. It must have been a crisp, cold day and I ain't sweat at all. But
if I don't take a shower when I get home after work, oh, man, I am beat.
Yeah, I must be extra exhausted. Like, I must be near death. And that's the reason why I ain't take no shower at night. But every morning, without question.
Yeah, I got to take a shower in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how I get my day started.
And that's the thing. Other people have to be around you. Like, it is in the employee handbook that you have to be clean and hygienic.
Yeah.
It says every day you have to brush your teeth, wash your body, come presentable.
It's crazy that has to be in black and white.
Yo. But you know what? It's not as punitive as it should be. Because it be people who do not come cleaned and teeth brushed to work. And they need to get sent home.
How do you not brush it? Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
How do you not brush your teeth on the wake up?
I don't know.
Okay, now, so cool. Right, you don't wake up and do it, but you do it before you leave the house.
I do it right.
Like, how you don't?
Because I'm gonna tell you something. Mine is not immediately when I wake up. I have been conditioned to do it after my shower, only because I had a baby. Get ready to be 10. Don't judge me. But it's a whole lot easier to get the longest part out the way first, if that makes any sense. Yeah. So I used to shower while he still was asleep.
Yeah.
So that if he woke up and I'm brushing my teeth, all right, bet I can put the toothbrush down, pick it back up after I pick him up and handle him. So like now, even though he almost 10, I still do it the same way, in the same reverse or whatever. But like, definitely before I leave the house, definitely before clothes get put to body, I'm brushing my damn teeth. Like,
nigga, yo, y'all don't brush y'all teeth. Y'all sick, man.
I be seeing people and it is their teeth be rotten.
Everybody does not utilize that dental plan, which is unfortunate. If you pay for that shit,
but even if
go get that shit taken care of.
Even if you don't, the minute I see a piece of brown or some kind of spot out the way.
Yeah. Anything red, burgundy, pink.
I have got to go. I'm immediately making an appointment.
Yeah.
Because I don't want it to get even worse. Like, yo, if y'all go down like Glen Burnie, I had a brief stint doing loss prevention at the Glen Burnie Target, one of them. Not the Crane Highway, but the other one. And the amount of decay on teeth that I saw just in that area. And I mean, they would smile up real big, and I'm looking at these teeth like, yo.
Yeah.
It's a whole tooth missing.
Yeah.
Like, your entire top row has craters.
Yeah, now they ain't got no living room set.
Yo, So the TV is just on the floor?
In a living room set.
Plugged up?
I'm telling you, people really don't take care of their teeth. Apparently they don't.
And this is the thing. They should, because you know why? That's connected to the inside of your body.
A lot like of shit go wrong with
everybody
you.
Everybody thinks, oh, well, fuck it, it's my teeth, blah, blah, blah. No.
Oh, fuck it, it's my teeth.
That's
crazy.
That shit connected to your heart, your liver, your kidneys, everything. Everything works together for the greater good inside of your body.
You don't care about their mouth.
So your teeth are one of them. You feel me? Like,
people don't go to the dentist. They just don't. I mean, it goes the same for people who don't go to the doctors.
Or men. Now, well, yeah, for men, because y'all don't like going to the doctors.
Shit, I'm going. All this money I pay for this motherfucking.
For this plan, I'm staying at a damn appointment. Shit. Okay? But that's the thing. But for me, I'm sickly. I have multiple sclerosis. Mm. So I see a neurologist on an annual basis. And then I'm a woman, so I see my GYN on an annual basis. Bro, come on. All of them is taking my vitals and checking my blood pressure and cholesterol. I'm not about to be going to see no primary care. That's too many appointments. And I have a monthly infusion for my MS, too.
Man, I mean, listen, the doctor shit, I just went to the dentist.
Now, the dentist twice a year, 100%.
And my dentist is cool. I like him. He's good. Yeah, me and him actually share the same name.
That's what's up.
But I, it's, okay.
But come on, bring it on out.
Women are needed, and I'm gonna say women are needed because y'all make the appointments.
Yes, like, let me be your administrative assistant, babe.
Yo, you got a doctor's appointment on this day. Like, all right, cool, bet. Because we will forget with all the life shit that's going on, and you being a man and all this other shit, you will forget some shit.
Yeah.
And if it don't hurt for too long and if it ain't push you down, I'm all right. You know what I'm saying? I'll trust.
My stepfather admitted that. He was like, man, your mother changed the toothbrushes in here, because if I don't be paying attention to that shit.
Yeah, real shit. Like,
he was like, yo, that same toothbrush was stayed up there for a year if it was up to me. She watched that shit.
Yeah.
I put it, listen, me and my son, I changed all of our shit at the same time. I changed our toothbrushes at the same time, and I mark it on the calendar.
Shouts out the moms. Shouts out
point
the women.
Point blank. Cause
shouts
I cannot, out the women. That shit cannot just sit up there with
me. I be tapping into my femininity, though. Like, listen, I love packing lunch for school.
Listen.
Washing and folding the clothes.
Listen, if I wash and fold the clothes in the same day, I need me a star.
I'm talking about soon as they come out the dryer. I'm taking them. I got my little basket.
I need a star.
I'm taking them to the couch, turn the TV on, and I'm folding them clothes.
And then if I put them away after folding, come on, yo. I need my star. I deserve my award.
That's my shit.
At that point.
That's my shit.
I am worthy of the utmost. I need it.
No, that's my shit.
I need an Oscar, a Tony, an Emmy.
I really love doing that shit.
Give me the whole ego, for real.
And when all the clothes are, come on, man.
Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony. I need the whole everything because I deserve. That is top level.
No, that's top level adulting.
Yes.
Because I have also known. For dumping them clothes on the bed and sleeping in the bed.
Yo, yeah, sleeping in the bed with the mound of clothes next to you. It has happened.
It's happened. It's
going to happen again. I try not to, though.
I try not to, too, because I like knowing where all my stuff is instead of having to.
It sounds good in theory, but.
It does sound good in theory. Mm-hmm. All right, so what we got? Let's see. What's the next one?
Let's see what else we got. So we tapped into the music thing with Drake for a little bit. But, yo, do you agree with this statement?
But.
And I stand 10 toes down on this. Anybody who came out after 2015, 16 is like trash.
Yeah, 100%.
The only person, and God rest his soul, who came out after that, Pop Smoke, right before the pandemic.
I never really listened to a lot of this shit.
Yo.
He had the deep voice and all that. So
right,
that
right.
Was
that was what. That was the thing, yo. But,
yeah.
Pop Smoke and the deep voice.
It was
but like. Ain't gonna be no. I'm not listening to no NLE Choppa, CJ, Blueface.
I didn't even know Blueface made music.
Yeah,
I thought he just was an internet face.
No, he's a rapper, unfortunately. But it's not anything monumental.
Yeah.
But like, and so okay. But that's not to say that the people who were already making music before 2015, because if Drake, Future, Kendrick, J. Cole, whomever, come out with an album today, but they were already rapping before 2015, I'm absolutely going to fuck with it. Because they was before that era where everything fell off.
Yeah, so I'm familiar with them.
Yeah, correct. Like, I know who you are, but these, you know.
Nah, the new niggas, I don't trust. And I really don't know who the fuck they are, to be honest.
Correct. And, like, y'all got the tattoos on y'all faces, the mumble rap. It all started, like, Kodak Black, Lil Yachty, and all of them really started that. And that's when it really started to go downhill, and it was too much at that point. So.
But now it's just.
Now, it, like, don't turn on my radio. I don't turn on the radio unless my phone did. And I just must be in sure desperation for music at that point because, and even then, I'm cutting on the 95.9, yo. I'm not putting on.
Want some R&B.
Yo.
Smooth jazz.
I would even put on the 93.9. I mean, what is it? No, the 96.3. That's the other one with the old head music.
Oh, no, that's super old head music.
Super old head music. Super because, old head. Yo, you're not about to burden me. With this new age rap. I don't know what the fuck. My son played some shit the other day. I was like, who is this?
And it sounds like ass.
Awful. NBA Youngboy, another one.
No, something's legitimately wrong with that boy.
And he was like 21 with like 8 kids already.
Yeah, a lot.
That's problematic. What are we doing?
Well, he was getting his kids out the way. Listen, I'm not gonna lie to you.
Not getting them out the way. We don't need a whole village like that.
If I would have started early, I would have got my kids out the way.
Like, only because you know that they would be older now.
Yeah.
But just think about who you were back then. You would not want to be having to deal with.
No, I wouldn't want to, but. I would have to.
But see, he gets to just see y'all are guys, so y'all can just shoot and go. So he could make the baby and still be on the road and doing whatever he's doing. Balls by whole stuff at 21.
Okay. But I mean, see, that shoot and go thing, that's I get that a lot of men do.
Because y'all don't have to be pregnant. So no. What I mean by shoot and go.
Listen, well, through the blessings of God. there's not 1 ounce of anything in me that will want to carry a child. Not a one.
And it is so very rewarding.
Have at it.
It's wonderful.
I don't want that shit.
It's
I don't want that shit. We get all the rewards afterwards. You know what I'm saying?
It's great.
We get those afterwards.
And then when they do the little kicking and all of that, aw.
I love that for y'all. I love that for y'all. I swear to God. It's amazing. Do that shit, girl.
Great.
But I don't want to be pregnant.
I know. I get it.
You know what I'm saying?
And I wouldn't want you to be pregnant.
So today, listen,
I don't want any man to be pregnant.
Even today with like.
I don't want them to make it possible for any man.
Pregnancy is scary for men. Like, I don't know about anybody else. But like hearing like, hey, I'm pregnant. I get instant bubble guts. I don't know.
You just had some Mexican.
Like, it's fucked up. Like, it's not that I know I can achieve the father goal, but it's like, fuck. Damn. Not in a bad way, like, I wish we didn't do this.
But it's like,
it's just like a ball of nervousness.
Yeah. Like, I'm talking cash shit, but I would be nervous too. If I found out the day tomorrow I was pregnant, I'd be like, oh shit.
I'm like, what the fuck?
I would look at the test laying on the sink, like, maybe I'm tired. I need a nap. Let me leave out the bathroom and come back in.
But for her sake, I swear to goodness, I'll try to hold it together. Try to stay strong. Listen, you tell me you're pregnant. I know you're nervous, but you're also trying to stay strong because you're an independent woman. So cool. With you trying to be independent, I'm damn sure not going to crumble and be dependent. So I got to be like, all right, we good? Now, I'm not saying it as nervous as that, but like, I know we straight, you know what I'm saying? So what we going to do? You tell me what we going to do. Now, whether I agree with what you decide we going to do or not, I'm going to play it cool. So let's say you decide you want to keep it, and I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm going to play it cool. It's mad conversations that can happen later on. We'll get to that shit. Or if you say you do want to keep it and I want to keep it, then all right, bet. Then cool, baby on the way, just make sure, you know, doctor's visits and all that other shit. But That ball of nervousness is there.
That ball of nervousness is there.
It's fucking there, and it's scary as shit sometimes.
It is very scary.
Yeah, it's scary. Because y'all become different people.
All of us. Because the hormonal changes that you go through when you're pregnant.
That's like us being pregnant.
Correct.
Yeah, it's scary.
You can have, it's not a male pregnancy, but you can have some of the same symptoms.
Yeah,
like,
hell yeah.
My son father threw up, like, maybe like 2 months, when I was like 2 months pregnant.
Yeah, just random.
He was like, I just threw up out of nowhere. I was at work, I had to walk off.
And he not a throwing by his nigga. It's not him. Right. And now he throwing up. Come on, I'm telling you.
Cause like that shit, but that just lets you know how wild the human body is.
I walk out of here today and I throw up, I swear to God, I'm gonna be mad. Cause right. I know, cause ain't nothing wrong with me. Ain't nothing wrong. I don't throw up on a Wednesday.
If you get it, you know, did you have that dream about fish?
No fish dreams.
Cause you know, I don't even know how true that is. It, like that's an old folk myth. Tale. Yes. That's an old folk tale.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, pregnancy is scary.
It is very much so.
Pregnancy is scary. All right,
the next one. Your first email address.
Oh, all right, yo, fam.
Rah.
I'm gonna get cooked because I just remembered what it was. I'm gonna get cooked. My first email address, I used it for Black Planet. And if I'm not mistaken, and I can recall correctly, my first email address was bmoresfinest@aol.com.
Yo, that's not bad.
Yes, it is bad.
bmoresfinest?
bmoresfinest? Who the fuck did I think I was?
Nah, mine is worse. Mine is so elementary.
It's not worse than that.
No.
It's not worse than that.
So, you know my name is Falami.
Okay.
I used to have this thing with Mickey Mouse.
Okay.
My name was Lami Mickey Angel.
I'm sorry, say it one more time.
Lami Mickey Angel. Where did the angel even come from?
How old was you?
11, maybe. Because, you know, I had to make the aim or whatever. 10, 11. This back when we had the dial. No, this wasn't even dial up. When the AOL dish used to come to the house, yo.
So what was it again?
Lami Mickey Angel. That shit awful, yo. That shit elementary as hell.
It is very immature, but it's not worse than BMO's Finest.
BMO's Finest is all right for real.
It's not.
You can turn that into a brand.
No, BMO's Finest was not okay.
Yeah, BMO's
It was
Finest.
Not okay. Who the fuck did I think I was?
You thought she was BMO's Finest.
That's crazy. And I remember making that email address during the summertime. I wasn't even in Baltimore when I made that email.
Yo,
address.
But you was from there.
I was in fucking Indianapolis.
So?
So you
wanted niggas in Indiana to know that you was
That's nasty
from
work.
Baltimore.
That's
you
nasty.
Feel me?
That is nasty work.
Yo, thank God for growth.
That's nasty work.
First of all, I had gone to, fast forward now, I had gone to PNC to open up an account for my son. My father had died, rest in peace. And me and my sister split his estate, whatever. Mm. It wasn't a whole lot of money. But it was enough to put in the savings, you feel me?
Right.
So I go in there, make an account for him, and I'm talking to the branch manager. And, yo, this nigga just started opening up about everything. He started talking about how he's going through the hiring process of people. And one girl email address was, like, thighs so thick. 69 for real. And he was like, yo, I had to call her in for the interview because I had to see what she looked like.
No, he had to. He did right.
He was like, yo, I called her in for the interview because I had to see what she looked like with this thick thighs, 69.
He did right.
Thighs almighty, whatever. Like, this is the email address on your resume.
Yeah.
To get a job.
Yeah, thighs almighty, 69. What are we talking about here? I'm letting you know what I'm selling. Yeah.
Thighs so thick. It was something wild. Or like, you know, thick, nasty.
Yeah. Like, you know. Ooh. Yeah, like, you know, my email is an HR issue.
Correct. And so before we even get
to
your I-9, like, so how sis.
Do you, all right, so cool. So how do you tell him, hey, man, you might want to change his email address. Like in that
Yo,
setting.
Yo, I hope that when he called her in, he was like, sis, let me counsel you real quick. Let's review.
But you know black women don't like to listen, so go ahead.
I don't know what happened with that, because again, I wasn't there for no job. I was just there to open that account.
She don't want to hear that her email address run because she has thick thighs and they save lives 69.
That's crazy though. Like, for that to be on, by all means, have this email for your Yahoo. You know, that's not a real account. Please, everybody, get rid of your Yahoo account.
Yahoo's still around?
Yahoo's god awful. It's some people who still use it. It be parents who I be emailing on the Yahoo, okay? And I'm like, I'm really mad that you have, this is not outdated right now. And I'm upset that you even still got this. Please grow up and get you a Gmail, nah, okay?
Yo, you still got Yahoo. She an old freak.
Yeah, she was at Freaknik.
If you still got a Yahoo email address, she an old freak.
Yeah. She was
nasty, it's nasty work.
So yeah, but like, I think I would hope that when he called her in for this interview, he was like, all right, so when we bring you on board, we're going to have to create you a new address, a new account. We're going to get you a Gmail.
Yeah, get a Gmail.
It's not going to be thick, nasty thighs, 69.
That's crazy.
It's not going to be, yo, and it was so wild, yo. I wish I knew what it was exactly, but he was like, yo, I got to call her in because yeah. I got to see what she looked like.
I think if I was ever to become like someone who hired people, I'm not bringing anyone to interview if like there's not something that I can gain from, like, your name, like if you got,
yo,
a crazy
my
name.
Yeah, yo, yeah, I know
in.
For a fact.
You're coming in.
They're calling me Falami. What? This shit in. Sound like salami. We got to see what she looked like.
You're coming in.
And I'm glad they called me in, too, because it's so wild. I had gone to way moons and moons ago. I worked at a couple of hotels, but I had gone to the Marriott on Nursery Road. Mm. And the front office manager at the time was this teeny tiny Hawaiian dude. And I'm sitting there in my little suit or whatever, but I stand up to shake his hand.
And you tower over him.
And I mean, you can see the demeanor on his face change. He was like, god damn, bitch. Like, your big, strong giraffe ass gonna come in here. And like, I went out, you know, to shake his hand, like my hand big as right, his and shit. Yeah. So, I mean, literally, I could see it on his face. It was wild. Like, he was like, yeah, you know, he's sifting through the resumes, and he probably think, oh, yeah, it's Falami going car, and maybe she this timid, small woman. Mm. Nah.
No. 5'8".
Five eight.
You 5'8"?
5'8".
5'8".
And I came walking in there, and it, seated, it doesn't appear, but then when I stood up and had to, like, talk to him, whatever, yeah. It was like, uh-oh.
Yeah, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was wild. So yeah. Okay. But your email and your name gonna get you in that door. One way or the
one
other.
One way or the other. One, yeah, one or the other. But you coming in with that email.
But you
that, save live 69 at yahoo.com. You coming in. I'm bringing you here. I don't know what's finna happen when you walk through these doors. I'm coming to see it. I'm telling all my colleagues at your fam at 10:30. I got this interview coming in. Watch the door.
Yo. Right, because we gonna crazy. Be a while.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm looking at you. All right, listen.
Yo, but what, like, what out? Yo, the emails was
email
wild. Because we didn't know any better. Because, like, first of all, we deserve an award. We didn't know the internet was new, email was new, AIM was new. Everything was brand new. We had books. And, like, normally, the only computers was the ones at school. Mm. So now you're telling me I got the one family computer and I'm about to send electronic email, so I don't have to send this letter in the mail.
Right.
This over the internet.
At Thick Thighs Saves Live 69.
So like that's a whole lot going on all at one time. I'm getting the disc from AOL and shit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh shit, Shorty. Damn. I can use my AIM on like this when you still got in trouble when you try to get on the computer when your mother was on the phone. Yeah, like yo, we had
good
to that. We deserve an award for
good
going
times.
Through all that, yo.
Yeah, these new motherfuckers on them shit about the internet
struggles
that we had to do.
Yo, my mother used to yell up the steps, I'm on the phone, Falami.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Why are you on the house phone? And at this point in time, she had the Nokia with the snake, sis. Call them on the Nokia.
The minutes wasn't free to like after 9.
So
and she had singular.
Nine, yes. Yo, she had singular.
And singular wireless.
Singular wireless.
I remember them.
With the orange little man,
yeah.
Yo.
Damn.
Bruh. So, yeah. So, like, we really, that, so everybody, give yourself grace for that first email address, because we was navigating a lot.
A whole lot.
Internet,
but
email.
Thick thighs save lives is crazy.
AIM, yes. So if you was thick nasty, 69 at AIM.com and AOL.com, if you still have the You Got Mail plan on the computer, you
what
know.
I wonder what AOL, is AOL still around?
I think so. I think you can still.
I wonder what like logo they use.
America Online.
That's crazy. AOL.
Damn, so God forbid if I was in another country. So what, I can't get no AOL account because I'm not in America? Like, what are you trying to say? That's rude.
I don't know if they... I mean, I'm sure they're still around, but I haven't come across AOL in a very long time.
Yo, first of all, my stepfather still had that shit, okay?
Yo, he OG.
At AOL.com. He's like, yeah, well, you know, I'm starting to slowly but surely move everything to Gmail. Bro, you should have been.
Niggas said slowly but surely. But you know how much time it's going to take him to do
right,
that
but no. Just send out a reply all and say, hey, I have a new email address at Gmail. The same one, but I'm going to just be at Gmail because AOL is out there. Everybody get off Yahoo. Everybody get off AOL. We off that. Please do yourself a favor and be on Gmail. And hopefully your name not thick nasty, thick lives, thick thighs, save lives.
And if you are thick thighs, save lives, here at the Chilling with Juice podcast, we appreciate your entire contribution to society. But do not.
Please. Because we don't want to see thick nasty 69
I'm not replying.
At Gmail.
I actually might put this in the spam folder and then block you, then delete it.
Because we would be highly concerned.
That you might be a little slow.
You might be a little slow.
Today, you might be a little. You might be on the spectrum. Nako, you might be with that today.
Yeah, today. Yo.
Today, you would be.
Looking at these things differently, yo, stuff was so different. Like, back then, it was cool. It's like, oh, yo, you know what's so wild, though? Randomly, I don't know why, but these people be coming through my Facebook DMs with this old wild shit. So I guess this guy thought we was going to talk. We wasn't. But, you know, I let him believe that for a brief little while. And I said, oh, he was like, hey, you know, because in my last relationship, it just didn't work out. We was engaged. But I had to break it up with her. And I'm like, well, what happened? He said, well, I found out she was autistic. And I'm like, well, how did you find that out? Or whatever. He was like, I ain't even know that for like a year. Like a year into. Oh. And he was like, because, you know, I'm a small guy. And so I would say, you know, go to the store and go get me a small. And she would come back with a large. And so I'm like, I don't know that that's autism.
Yeah, that's not. I don't think that's autism.
Oh, I mean, I think ultimately that's what she had. But
okay, but that one thing.
But that one thing. So like, he'd be like, "Yeah, you know, I'm a 32, 34, whatever it was, and you know how y'all male pants go, 32, 32, whatever, 29, whatever he was. Mm-hmm. He was a little guy. Mm-hmm. He was like, "Yeah, she come back, bring me back like a 36, like
might be dyslexia. could be a little dyslexia."
And I'm just like, but hold up, though. You proposed to this woman, and y'all were engaged, and you didn't know she was autistic. He was like, yeah, this went on for like a year and a half. You might be
autistic.
You might be autistic right with her,
you,
my nigga.
Boy.
Because
it really might be you.
Because I'm like, how? I'm like, because that's the last thing I thought he was going to say for why it didn't work. I'm thinking, oh, yeah, you know, she has some hygiene problems. Mm. Or she cheated. Something.
Yeah.
Not she's autistic.
I've been watching Love on the Spectrum.
Yeah. Yo.
I'm not. There's one girl on there. I don't remember her name. She bad.
Yo.
But I like how they make dating simple. Like they break it down to its like most simplistic point.
Yeah.
And they are very honest, transparent. Like.
Have you ever
to
seen
a fault,
movie,
maybe.
The Other Sister?
No.
That movie is just about that. It's this girl. I forgot what the girl's name is, but she's in love with this boy named Daniel. And they both are, like, special needs or whatever. Mm. But everything's simple. It's like girl meets boy, boy likes girl, they fall in love, and it's great.
Yeah.
I don't know. But us, a regular, fully sane people.
We might be slow. No,
we the slow ones. Because obviously we can't get it together. It cannot just be, hey, I love you real good. Let's be together and make a.
I love you real good.
Yo, I tell that to my students all the time. I'd be like, I love you real good, but I saw you first period. Why are you back for third period? How can I help you? You got to get out. You got to get to your scheduled location. I love you real good, but you can't stay. But you cannot stay here. Just like now. I had to put grades in. Report cards come out next Friday. Baltimore County Public Schools, thank you.
Yeah, they do.
But yeah. So I was like, yeah, I love you real good, but I got to put this D in here, babe, because, you know, you're never here.
That's crazy.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
You got to pause.
Yo, pause. That was a pause. I have to enter.
There you go.
The letter D.
I got to put the D in it. Hey.
I have to enter the letter D in the system because you're never here.
Yo.
Yeah, that's wild. But yeah, I do have a student who is never present for first period. So, damn. But then I come see him around lunchtime, like, bro, where you was at? Oh, I got to school 10:30.
Came to eat.
What's going on, brother?
Lunchtime.
So, yeah, I love you real good, but I have to enter the letter D.
Thank you. Whew.
For your.
You cleaned that up. Well, look, we finna get out of. We got three more that we gonna get to next time.
I'm about to say, oh yeah, real. One, two, three, four. The culture. Oh no, because that's only like two. Like, we already talked about the liquor a little bit, but yeah, culture.
All right. Well, we listen.
We hoping that one day we can talk about that, but next time we gonna tackle it.
It's gonna be mad shit we gonna get into. I'm Juice. You are.
Summer Grenade.
And the hardest Twitter name is.
Four Wings Fried Hard.
The hardest. I don't care what it is. That's
Diced
the hardest
Pineapples
name.
As the headline on both of them. That is, you know?
Name. Follow me on Twitter, more specifically.
Yes.
I'm chilling. I think my name is Honeysuckle Hank these days. I'll be outside taking pictures with flowers and shit. That's
okay.
That's my thing. So, we appreciate y'all for coming through. Fofo, of course, has always been a pleasure.
Always.
And we are out.
She wanna come home with you, but my nigga, I doubt it. Stop checking your phone. My nigga, stop checking your phone. My nigga, stop checking your phone.
Yo. I gotta be like my nigga chilling with you. Stack this paper, getting an argument, yeah.